evaluating speakers, because sometimes they lie. And I'm sitting there, I'm going, 99 million, he probably doubled it, divided 50 million, and I did the math and I played with it for a minute. Then he came back later on and said there's 53 million households, so the number 50 million kept popping up, which was our market. Not number of applications, but number of households. So I did real quick, said, you know, Davies hopes this, was it Davies? No, Fitz hopes it saturates in his hierarchy. 50 million divided by, let's just say we could do it in the next 7 years. So we divide by 7 years, that would be 7 million applications a year. If we just got one on each house and decided to do it over 7 years. Divided by 52, that would be 137 applications a week for the next 7 years if we started now. And we're writing 3,000 a week. Do y'all understand? But the 3,000 usually comes from around 1,500 households because there's two apps or three apps per household. And 7 years from now, all the 21-year-olds will be 28-year-olds, and if they like this crowd out here, maybe we didn't have a baby. We got to get us some help. We ain't going to be able to carry, we ain't going to be able to push this car by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to be, as one of my buddies, Cute, used to say, we ain't going to be able to eat all this cake. We better get us somebody else up in here to help. Well, we got a guy who has a design. He's got a map to take over the United States. Let's get him up, let's take notes, and then let's do it. Alex Hagan!
All right. Okay, this thing says there's 10 minutes remaining, so... Okay, so I'm going to kind of go at you quick, and my computer's going on hibernation mode. So, I love it. I'm so proud of being up here, and I do take this very seriously, getting the opportunity to speak in front of you, because, you know, naturally, it's Slimesbury and New Philip, you know, they really guard this time on stage, so I will respect that in terms of my time. But first of all, I want to mention, what a great, is Kyle Weinbrenner awesome? Is that every time I see him talking, he's the most loyal person in the world. He's got this humongous income, humongous business, and you know what? He's like the everyday Joe. I mean, he's not like real flashy, but man, Kyle should give you belief that you can get to where he's at, because he gives me belief too. So, man, I hope you, because that guy's got a lot of knowledge up here. He's awesome. Kurt Ward, incredible speaker. It's great to hear him speak. I also want to mention a new addition to the AV Master Agency, Mr. Paul Roberts. because I call the Paul Roberts team, it's the coming team of Dallas. No, just kidding. I had to get you. Anytime, my man. Anyway, no, Paul's great on this team. It seems like he just, he's awesome. Anyway, okay, gang. My talk today is taking over the U.S. Now, taking over the U.S., meaning for all of us to take over the U.S., okay? I have a certain map and game plan how I do that. Now, there's some foundational principles involved. One of which is, how many fish can you catch with a little net versus with a large net? Okay, if I decided all I want to do is build my business in Dayton, Ohio, I cast my net around 450,000 people, okay? Now, how many fish would I catch if I cast it over the United States? How many people in the United States, gang? 300 million? That's what I'm talking about. I see a small percentage to capture 300 million. And here's the thing. I will travel anywhere. See, we did not fill this room with 1,800 people by hiring 1,800 people. This room was filled by a handful of leaders that have a dream and vision. It doesn't take 1,800 people to build this company. It takes 3, 4, 5 leaders, okay? And you can fill a room like this if you think the same thing. And it'll totally guide you with where you go to build your business and why you travel. Okay? Now, here's the fundamental principle of traveling and building your organization nationwide. Okay, I'm going to read this because it comes out of a book that I have, one of the best success books. It's pretty old. Okay? This is a foundational principle of traveling to recruit and to build your business. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
Yeah. Right.
And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Woo!
Success principle, God's success principle of sowing and reaping, then you will go anywhere to build your business. You will go anywhere to serve your team. Traveling is just part of your of fulfilling your vision in this business, no matter how small or how large. Traveling is not, oh crap, I gotta go here, I gotta... No, you gotta get excited to go serve your people wherever you gotta serve them. I'm gonna get into a little bit of why, but man, if we faint not, for in due season we shall reap. 2007, gang, is a year where we are sowing seeds all over the country with our open meeting system. Okay? Now, okay, I'll give you some meat. I know. I'll give you some meat, okay? Three things you want to write down. These are the three reasons I choose to travel to build my team. Number one, to build depth. Okay, number one, to build my team. Number two, to build the NAA team. And number three, to build myself. All right? So let's talk about that. Building my team. I travel to build my team. How do I build my team? I build my team by chasing depth. Art Leader did a fantastic talk on depth building.
Yeah.
And I will travel anywhere to build my team in depth. I can build with anywhere. But depth, chasing depth, going, you know, getting host A to host B to host C to host D, okay? Building in depth, I'll go anywhere to find it. But is this thing, man, I don't know how to use this thing, but let me try. Can you turn it on? Okay. Here we go. This is where you, why you want to travel to build depth. Let's say you got you got A. And A says he knows somebody in Kansas City. This guy in Kansas City knows a boatload of people. Oh, really? Hey, let you talk to this guy in Kansas City. Hey, dude, this is Alex Abel. Man, we're fired up. He says you're fired about the program. I'll tell you what, I'll fly out to a special meeting for you if you can fill a room with about 25 people. Good stuff, man. So guess what? I start building that taproot. I start building what we call firewalls. This guy might be in Kansas City, but this guy here knows someone in Boston, right? And his guy in Boston is in another room. I will travel to build depth. Okay, these things are called firewalls. If I ever bottom out in depth with the only here, I can move up here and start building taproots. Okay, it's a quick and dirty, but tap reading is so vital in this business, what Art said. But it's so important that I will travel to build depth. Here's the beautiful thing about depth, is as you're building depth, 3 minutes. I gotta get this out, gang, because this is so important. What you do with depth to find people, the system will build your width for you. You get these people to function, they start getting wide, it'll fatten up your group. So you build a structure, and the system, which is the functions, teleconference calls, open meetings, will fatten your group up no matter where they are. And if it will help you find a Mike Levitovich and Patrick Connors, I would go anywhere to find that guy. Okay? How about you?
Yeah.
I have 210 legs. My cost to profit is about 20%. I spent 20 cents to make a dollar. I don't know about you, but the only reason I've been able to do that is because I invested a whole lot before. But I found two legs at 110. It is found it's very important that you understand this. But the only way you see now, we're throwing a lot of knowledge at you, and the only way you know how to do this is by doing it. You can't just learn a perfect script, you gotta get around the people that know how to do this, but you gotta do it yourself. I'll travel anywhere to build depth. And I'll travel anywhere to build depth, to build width and depth. Okay, to build width and depth. Okay, here's the other reason why I travel to build my team. To serve my team. Mark chapter 9, 33 to 35. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you guys arguing about on the road?" They kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and he said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all." I traveled to build my team. People ask, "Alex, why are you going out to build Mike and Patrick's team?" Because I'm serving. The power of reaping and sowing is that it doesn't matter what field you sow it in, because you will reap the harvest somewhere. I don't care if you're serving in it, if I'm sowing a seed in a place where I'm traveling to support Andy Beer and Philip on a, where I have no one, but I'm sowing the seed in NAA's team to build NAA's team, to build a unity on the NAA's, on NAA's team. But guess what, man? The harvest comes up in my backyard. And it takes faith. Faith, the size of a mustard seed, to go out there and do what you know you need to do to serve your teams. And when people know that you're going in there to serve them, they will be there for the rest of your life. And as I serve Mike and Patrick, they're not going anywhere. It also helps that I'm a godfather to their kids, but... Okay. I built this business with Team Unity and NAA because I love this company. The reason why we were able to move into the house we moved in is because of NAA and because of the support of my wife, Ginny. Okay, Ginny always supported me and I rewarded her with this house because she deserved it. But I did it because of NAA and I will serve NAA no matter what. I don't care if I have no one in an organization in some city. I'm there to serve everyone. I'm there to serve you because guess what? I'm going to reap a harvest. I also traveled to build my association with the winners, getting around Fitz and Kyle and Barry Indy and Philip. Okay, so let me leave you with this. The guys on my team are awesome. I'm proud of all the managers, Patrick Connors, Mike Lovatovich, Rudy Solis, Don Grimes, Daryl Elkins, Don Robertson, Hutch Kennedy, Liz Gillum, Carl Brown, Tim McCleskey, Ernie Morgan, Daniel Brown, William Gray, because we've got 15 to 20 open meetings all over the country because they duplicated what I did from the beginning. They are serving their teams because I serve them. And they're loyal to me because I'm loyal to them. Let me leave you with this. Two verses from Hosea. "For lack of knowledge, my people perish." But you've got to partner that up with the second verse out of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. "But knowledge puffeth up, and charity edifieth." See, you can't come out of here with all this knowledge and do nothing with it. What you have to do is you've got to couple knowledge with love, charity in your heart for your dream, for the dreams of your agents. For when you bring someone on the National Agents Alliance, you told them that I am going to support your dreams and goals in your family. And I'm going to work to help you attain what you want and you need. And I'm doing it because I love my family. I love serving you. And with my knowledge and my charity for what I love, my family and my love for my group and my team, there's no stopping. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Woo! Woo! Yeah. Oh, thanks.